One of the ikonaisim in the first pack of Erevin is the heter malvi v'chotzer. What you need to do in order to be matzah to be metal for the carry of malvi or chotzer. And there's various chiluki dinim. I just want to go be mesak a little, organize a little, and be mevar a little the gedarim of these mekaymus and their heterim. So the hashvois and the chalukim, the things that they have in common and the differences that they have, is that both Movli and Chotzer require a tikkun, Eitzla Pesach, in order to be matir total. You have to do something in order to allow you to be metalkal. The chalukim are, the main chalukim are, number one is the chiluk, what the tikkun is supposed to be. Movli is Lechi v'kayred, and Chotzer, that's the Mishnah, right there on... the Mishnah Dafid Aleph and Beis, Hechsher Movli, what the Hechsher Movli is, we pass like the Silechi Bekaira. And Chotzer is, the Gemara says, is either Lechayayim, two Lechis, one on each side, or a pass Dalit. Dalit Tfachim, if you can put one Lechi, that's not a Lechi, a pass, that's Dalit Tfachim, Eitzel Pesach, that's also Matir Tiltal in the Chotzer. That's one Chilik. The second Chilik, the Gemara says, is Legabe Pirtza. If one of the other walls of the Mavi, the Chotzer, has a pirza, has an opening, so that could potentially make it also to metalpul in the Chotzer or the Mavi. What's the shear of that pirza? That depends. By Chotzer, kule alma moidi, that the shear of that pirza is Eser Amos. You could have an opening up to Eser Amos, and as long as it's Amin Ruba, you're okay. If you have an opening that's more than Eser Amos, then it's a pirza, and then it's a problem, you have to be memaidit, or be seisimit, put up tzusa pesach, do something to close it up. That's by chotzer. By movi, it's a machleikis, what the sheer pirtz of movi is. The Gemara says, machleikis is movi also eser amos, or is it dal tfachim? There's one man who holds dal tfachim. We paskin that it's eser amos, however, the Gemara says, in the case where it's baki barabim, in the case where rabim go through that pirtza, then everyone agrees that the sheer of that pirtza is dal tfachim. That's another chiluk that the Gemara makes between Mavi and Chotzer. So again, the Ikka Hashva is they both need a tikkun Ruach Revius, and the chilukim are what that tikkun is, and Benegeya the din of Pirtza, that this din of Pirtza, Ha'isaris, Sayim Mavi, Sayim Chotzer, that this chiluk Shirim, what that Pirtza is. As before we're Mazbid the chilukim, first we have to define what exactly Mavi and Chotzer is. So Kipshuta, what's Kaveh, something's a Mavi or Chotzer? Kipshuta is that the Seid that they used to live, Rashi and Sukkah speaks this out, but something's Bavur and Erevin and Kaimis, the way they used to live is they had Batim. The Batim were around, were built around Chatzeris, and the Chatzeris was a Mokam Tashmish, that's where they did, certain Tashmishim were done in the Chotzer. And then the Chatzeris, normal, instead of being Pasuach directly to Shasarabim, were Pasuach to a Mavli, and that Mavli was what led out to Shasarabim. The Chotzer was the Mokam Tashmish of Nea Batim. And the Mavli was the Mokum Hiluch to go out to Rosh Hasharab. And Kipshuta, that's what's Mechalik, and Mavli and the Chotzer. The Mavli is the Mokum Hiluch to Rosh Hasharab, from the Chotzer to Shram. And the Chotzer is the Mokum Tashmish, Lefnei Abatim. So but it's not quite that simple. There's a Gemara in Dafid Beis and Beis. The Gemara says, Omer Nachman, Nachtinon, Ezuhu Mavli Shenite Belechi V'Kayro, Kol Sha'orcho Yeser Al-Rochvoi, Ubatim V'Chatzes Pesuchim Moseichim. In order for a Mavi to have the Heter of Lechi V'Kayra, you need two Tanayim in order for it to have that Heter. Number one is it has to be Arka Yesar Rachva. It has to be longer than it is wider. And the width over here always means the side that's open to Shasarab. So the length is the side that's going perpendicular to Shasarab, and the width is the side that's open to Shasarab. So it has to be Arka Yesar Rachva, that is longer than it is wide. It says that the opening should be shorter, the wall that has the opening should be shorter than the side walls of the Mavli. And it needs to have batim v'chatzeris p'suchus l'seichir, which most Rishonim learn means it has to have at least two chatzeris, each one with at least two batim. Those are the two tznoyim that needs to have in order for it to be a Mavli. So it turns out that Mavli, besides having to be a shem Mavli, in order, and this is clear, pretty maduik in the Gemara, that we're talking about as far as the din of Lechi v'kayra, the other din of Mavi, this wouldn't affect. As far as the din that Mavi has, that's Nitib Lechi v'kayra, also has to have these two tnoyim of Arki Yasarach, Mibatim Chatzir, Psuchim Lefeichai. is at this point in the Gemara, there's a shayla in the Girsais. Our Girs in the Gemara goes on to say as follows. Ve'ezi chotze she'en ini teres bulachi v'kayre el bepas arba kol shem rubas. The Gemara says, what's the chotzer that doesn't have the heter of lachi v'kayre? Murubas. So the Gemara says, murubas in a gula loiding, where's the hachi kamar? I'or ke yesra al roch ba'havle imovli umovli b'lechi v'kayre sagi v'loi havle chotzer. The Gemara says that if it's Arka Yasa Rachbay, then the Chatzar also has the heter of Mavi. In other words, that a Chatzar could potentially have the dinim of a Mavi. If it's Arka Yasa Rachbay, has the same shape as a Mavi, then it's going to have the heter Lechi Vekaira, just like a Mavi. That's our Girsa in the Gemara. The Paiskim say, the Prima Gadim says, Chaznish also says, I found also the Maral's as well, even though the Taz seems to imply not like this, but they say that that is Pashut, that this din, that a Chotzer, which is Arka Yasa Rochbay, has the Het of Lechi V'Kayra, that only is true about as far as the Het of Lechi V'Kayra. But as far as the Chumra of Mavi, the Hainu, that the din that disappears to the Dalit, that's Baki Barabim, is a Seris, that if you have another opening that people go through, that's going to make a problem, you have to make a ticket on that Pesach as well, that will not be true by a Chatzar, which is Arka Yasa Rachbay. Because that din is totally in it being a Mokum Hiluch, and a Chatzar, even if it's Arka Yasa Rachbay, it's not going to turn it into a Mokum Hiluch. So it comes out that this halacha that the Gemara says, that a Chatzar, that's Arka Yasa Rachbay, Havalei Mavui, is only Lekula. It has the Kula of Mavui, that it's Nitter Belechi V'Kair. As far as the Chumra of Mavui, that it requires that a pirtz adalad karasrit, that chumra only applies to a real mavi. So it comes out according to our girsa, which is the sheet of Rashi and Taisus, we really have two different sets of rules when it comes to mavi and chotzer. There's the tikkun of mavi and chotzer, which is mavi is the lechi v'kaira, and chotzer is the pasdalad of the l'chayayim. And that depends on solely on the shape of the mavi, on the shape of the makam. If the makam is arka yasa arachba, if it's narrow, long and narrow, it's a mavi. We don't care how it's used. It's a mavi and it has the coolest of mavi. If it's not narrow, if it's square or wider, then it's a chotzer and it has the requires el chayayim pas dalid like a chotzer. That's as far as the tikkun hamavi. As far as pirtza, there the achrayim say that avada, that depends on what the ikar tashmish of this malkum is. If it's tashmish, it's a tashmish of mavi, then it will have the din of pirtza, dalad eseris, at least where it's baki barabim. And if we're talking about a chot, if we're talking about a chotzer, it doesn't make a difference what shape it is, then the pirtza eseris is a pirtza eser. So that is the way argues in the Gemara.
Can I imagine?
Sure.
We have a bra. I think it's a bright amount of mission of chotzer nechnas mezu yotze mezu. That's not a makom hiluch for myself.
That's we're going to get to that. Yeah, we're going to get to that. That's a very good point. We're going to get to that. The Rashba has a very big problem with this verse. He says that throughout Erev, when we find the Gemara says Mavi is nitter b'lechi v'kayra, comes out according to this girsa, this has nothing to do with Mavi, it has to do with the Mokum, it's Arka Yasar Rachbay. So the Rashba says, it's very, very difficult to accept that it has nothing to do with Mavi. The Rashba says that manachoyin hi girsa raivid, his lashon is, that it has nothing to do, that the raivid doesn't have this whole part of the Gemara. The Gemara goes straight to the end. The Gemara says, and then it skips down to the end. If not, havle chotzer. If it's not orki yasarach, but then this mavi has it in chotzer. It says the Gemara Bechlal never mentions the word about chotzer. Havado chotzer always requires pasdalid. Chotzer lechi v'kayir is never enough. That's a special kula by mavi. And the Gemara is just simply saying that Mavi has another requirement as well. And besides actually being a Mavi to have the Kula, there's another requirement it has to have of the Kula of Mavi, which is that it has to be Arki Yasa Rachba and Batim V'chatzeres Pesuchim L'Saicha. The gather of these Tnayim Pashtas is that these are the normal Mavi had these things. A normal Malvi was Arki Yesar Achbu, it was an alleyway, that's how alleyways are set up. And a normal Malvi had Batav Chatzis Psukhun Lusaychai, and therefore they only gave the special kulas of Malvi to a Malvi which fit into the requirements of a typical Malvi, even if it was a Tashvish Malvi, but didn't fit into the typical Malvi, they didn't give it these kulas. That's but the Rajva, I think, would agree that Penegeya, the Chumra of Mavi, that's Pitzasa Bedalid, that would apply to any Mavi, even if it would be Arka Yasa Rachba, Rachba Yasa Arka, or Meruba, because that has to do with the fact that a Mavi is a Makam Hilach. So according to Rashi and Taisus, we have the definition of Mavi V'chatzer really depends on what halachas you're discussing, whether you're discussing Hilchas Tikkun or you're discussing the Hilchas Pirtza. According to the Rashba and the Ravid and the other Rishayim who go like this, a Mavi is a Mavi and a Chatz is a Chatz. Just Mavi has, besides being a Mavi, has other requirements that have to be met in order to have the Kula of Lechi V'Kayr. Okay. So that's the essence definition of a Mavi V'Chatz. What's the Iker Dinim of Mavi Chatz? So they both have this thing in common, that they both require a Tikkun Beruach Revi, some sort of Tikkun on the Ruach, where they're going to be opening to Rosh Hashanah, Tor Karmos, wherever it might be. What's the Yisayit of this Din? So that first of all, that we know from the Daf Beis Ma'av, that this Din is only Dirabbanan. The Gemara says the reason why the Mishnah says Yemayit and not Psula, by a Kaira that's Lamayla Me'asrim, by Sukkot it says Psula, here it says Yemayit, the Gemara says one Teretz, because Mavli is only Dirabbanan. This Din, that it requires a Tikkun Bechlal, is a Dirabbanan Dikad Din. What's the Yisayit of this Dirabbanan Dikad Din? Is the Rishayim, it's a Machlaikas Rishayim. All Rishayim agree that a Makam that has three Mechitzis, it's Mutal Lataltal by Midaraisa. Most Rishayim hold that Makam is Rishayim Yachid Daraisa, that Zarik L'Seichai from Rishayim Ram would be Chayiv, that's Shita's most Rishayim. The Ramam Shita is that Makam is a Makam Ptur Midaraisa, it's like a Makam that's Pachas Midal Tfachim, Midaraisa is a Makam Ptur. It's mutal asaltabai, but it's not a Rosh Hashayachid. But everyone agrees that midaraisa is mutal asaltabai, either at Rosh Hashayachid or else mokum tur. But there's nochadin that they're mechayiv a tikkun beruach revius. What's the yisayid of them? Why were they mechayiv a tikkun beruach revius? So kipshutai, we would say, and this is a yisayid that we find many times mentioned in Erev, and especially in the first parak, but in other places as well. We have yisayid of parutz l'mokum asilai. If you have a mokum that has proper mechitzas, but yet, even though it has proper mechitzas, it has a pirtza to a makam ma'asir, to a place where you're not allowed to carry from this makam into that makam, whether it's a different shayachid, or whether it's a shirabim, or a karmless, any place that it's also to carry from this makam into that makam, the halacha is, you're not allowed to carry in this makam as well. The shayla is, if it shatters that it becomes like one rishos, or because it's exeo, or afraid you'll carry from one to the other. But there is such halacha throughout Erevin that we find of parts l'makam asli. The Gemara mentions it on one place. The Gemara mentions it on Yibayz Ma'alif in the sugya of Lashon Yama Nichlas L'chatzir, the case with the water. The Gemara says there we're talking about a pirtzis eser, and the Gemara says v'hanifritz l'chatzir b'milua l'makam asli. Rashi points out, the Shem points out, it's lav dafke b'milua. The Moyes Lashon B'milua, it opened up completely. It's Lav Dafka, it's completely opened up. It's over there, it's talking about where it's more than Tanamis, but the point is the same. If it has a Pirtza to Makam Asla, it's also to carry there. What defines a Pirtza? So we have another thing that define a Pirtza. Normally, the halacha is, mechitzas don't have to be hermetically sealed. You can have an opening in the mechitzas, and it's called a Pesach. There are certain Pesachim that, for various reasons, are not defined as a Pesach, but they're defined as a Pirtza. Once you have a pirtza, then you have a prab. What defines a pirtza? So we have a few different things that define a pirtza. One is Eser Amos, more than Eser Amos, defines a pirtza. Up till 10 Amos can be considered a Pesach. More than 10 Amos is considered a pirtza. Pirtza Bekeren Zavis is considered a pirtza. And Parz B'milua is considered a pirtza. If a ruach, if a wall is completely open, so then even if you have proper mechitzah on the other sides, it's considered, and three mechitzahs is enough midiraisa, either as Rosh Hashayachid, or as Rosh Hashanah, or as Makam Ptur. Once you have one ruach completely open, or mostly open in some cases, it's considered parz miluyoy, and that is also considered a pirtza, and therefore asks the entire Rosh Hashanah. So this kipshuta would be the reason why a chatzer and a mavli would require a pirza, a tikkun in Ruach Revius. However, we see in the Rishayim, seem to say not like this. First one is Rashi, right on the Mishnah. Rashi says, he describes the Mavli, that we have a Mavli that's it's a Mavli that's awesome. He says, V'kivin the lavrishes harabimu, shor the tutule v'eman atayra, b'lishim tikkun, mid'er aisim v'mutar to carry there, as it is. V'rabonin gozer alei, mishim da'osi la'chlufe b'rishes harabim. The Rabbana made Gzeira because it's similar to Shasram, it's a Makum Hiluch, it opens up to Shasram. We're afraid if you'll carry in the Mavli, you'll come to carry Shasram as well. Therefore, the Rabbana were Gezer on it. And he says, and they permitted it with a Lechi or a Kair. So Rashi gives a new reason why Lechi the Kaira, why we require a Tikkun Ruach Revius. He doesn't say it gives us parts Melua, the Makum Aslai. He says, because the Rabbanu were geyser, we're afraid you're going to confuse it with Rosh Hashanah.
Does that specifically have to be a different reason?
Well, if it would just be, for example, the din of Paris Melul Makam Asala applies even anytime it's also to carry to a different place, anytime you open to a different place, even, for example, to Rosh Hashanah, if you were in Ma'ariv, your house is open to someone else's house, and you don't have an Erev, you're not allowed to. If it's open as with a pirza, if it's open, your opening is more than 10 amas, you wouldn't be allowed to carry, even though you're going from one shliach to another. It's not you're not allowed to carry in your own house because it's parts to a malkum which is also to carry to. So the it's not dafka the din of parts the malkum asla is not dafka also chufei b'shiram. It's a general din that any time you parts to malkum asla, it's forbidden. The Rabbi Yehuda also says a similar reason. He says Kivin Shereishah Pasuach L'Shem L'Karim is Dom Asi L'Miti L'Rishus Harabim Gemura Inami Keichid Loyleis Tulei Mishsharam L'Saychay. We're afraid that since either you'll confuse it with the Sharabim or you'll carry out to Rishus Harab. You also see the same idea in the Rashba in Avodas HaKadosh. So the Rashba starts off. In Shara Aleph, in the beginning, he starts off with the Hilchos Mavli, and he says Mavli needs a tikkun b'raisha, and they were makel to mesakin it with lechi kaira. When he comes to Chatzah, he says Chatzah shenifritza b'milua l'makam asila. He gives a whole explanation when the needs pas da'al l'chayayim. What type of Chatzah needs a tikkun? He says a Chatzah shenifritza b'milua l'makam asila. When he speaks about Mav, he doesn't mention the words Nifitzim Lul Makam Asl, even though presumably that's the same reason. He doesn't mention those words. Only when he comes to Chatzah later on in the Shar, and I think it's in Yigimel, there he says this. When he's describing why it needs a tikkun, he mentions Chatzah Shnifitzim Lul Makam Asl. So the question is, why by Mavli wouldn't we require? Why wouldn't Mavli be enough? The reason which applies to all Mekaymus. Of chatzar of parts mulul makam asla. Why the rishonim? What's the gather? Why there's a separate reason needed to explain why mavli needs a separate tikkun? Is it could be that it's not really another? It's not in place of the reason parts mulul. It could be that it's just another siba why. Chatz Mavli needs, and that's why Mavli has its special halachas of Lechi V'Kaira. And once they're masakin that the needs Lechi V'Kaira for the special reason of Mavli, therefore they didn't give it the regular dinim of parts Mulul Makam Asala. Another svar that's possible is that Mavli is always made as a Makam to go in and out of. That's the design of a Mavli. So the reason why a makam that's parts melua is always considered a pirza is because the halach is when something cannot be defined as a pesach, it's defined as a pirza. For example, it's normal to make a pesach up to 10 amas. You don't normally make a pesach more than 10 amas. So therefore, since it's more than 10 amas, it's a pirza. It's not pirza b'keren zavis. The Gemara says, Pischa b'keren zel was la'avdi inchi. It's not normal to make a Pesach in the corner. You make a Pesach in one of the walls. You don't make it in the corner. Therefore, a Pesach that's in the corner is considered a pirtza. Something that's not a normal Pesach is considered a pirtza. Generally, when you want to open a rishos, you don't open up a whole wall. You open up a door in the wall. So therefore, if the whole wall is open, that's considered a pirtza. By malvi, you could hear svaro, but since a malvi is made as a malkum knis of yitzir shram, it's normal for it to be set up in this fashion that the ruach revi should be open. Therefore, it's not considered a pirtza, and the only problem would be this new issue of osi lachlufei b'rishus haram. The Maral says a svara which would only work with Rashi and Taisa's gears in the Gemara that we mentioned. He says a svara, if you assume that lechi v'kaira has to do with only with the shape, he says that a mokum that's archa yesra rachbay looks more salsam. Since it's long and narrow, and the opening's on the narrow side, so therefore it looks more closed in, and the Pesach in that case would not be considered, doesn't have the look of a pirtza. When it's square or it's wider, and the opening's on the square side, on the wider side, that looks more open, and that looks like a pirtza. Be that as it may, the Rishonim are very much mash like this, that there's a chilik, even though they both require tikkun beruach revius, however, there is a yesodus dik chilik as to the beer of that tikkun, that by chotzer, that tikkun is needed as the algemein din that we find out throughout Erevin of Paritz Lamakam Aser, and therefore needs a tikkun beruach revius. Mavi, on the other hand, the reason why he needs the tikkun is for a totally different reason. It's also a chlufei b'shirabim, it's also a totulei l'shirabim. We're afraid you'll get confused with the shirabim and carry in and out, or you'll look at it as a shirabim, and therefore, that's why they required a tikkun by Mavi. So, even though Lechi and Kairi seem to have this in common, however, it seems that b'yisayid, the chalukim, even in the ikkadin, that they need tikkun in ruach revius. Which brings us to the next halacha, that Mavli and Chotzer both require, even though they both require tikkun, they're chalukim in their tikkun. Mavli is lechi v'kaira, and Chotzer is either l'chayayim or a pas of dal tfach. And as we saw in the Gemara, it's very clear that lechi v'kaira is considered a kula. So before we're mazb exactly, we have to be magdir, what exactly is the havana in these two? What's the havana of lechi v'kaira, and what's the havana of l'chayayim or pastal? What are you trying to accomplish? So, we find in the Gemara has a possibility of both lechi v'kaira being mishum hekar. Maisa, the Gemara is maskana, the way most Rishonim learn, is that kaira is mishum hekar and lechi is mishum mechitza. But most Rishonim, but the Gemara is avoid that there is a tzad that even lechi is mishum hekar, and even in the mandam lechi mishum mechitza, the Rishonim say there is some level of hekar that's required. Taisa says that if you have a lechi that's dal ramis and wasn't put there l'shem lechi, even the mandam lechi mishum mechitza, it's a problem because it doesn't look like a lechi, and some level of hekar you need, even like the mandam lechi mishum mechitza. So the yisayid advarim seems to be that the yisayid of the tikkun by mavui is mishum hekar. The machlokes is what the gidre of hekar were. Did they require something which is beikroi a hekar, or is the hekar required? The fact that there's something which is a mechitza there, that is the hekar which is required. Or so, could be something could work with the lumps of mechitza, something could work with the lumps of hekar. But both of them, the ikur nekuda is that it's a hekar. L'chayayim pas dalid, the yisayid is a whole different type of tikkun. For example, we find the Gemara has a tzad, according to Bishamai, according to some Tanoim, that, according to Blazer, that a movi would also require l'chayayim. So the Gemara brings a kasha on this tzad. Brings a braisa that the braisa asked. The braisa brought a tana that asked the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Aleph asked on the mandam or holds either l'chayayim v'kayra or l'chayayim alone v'chilasayis ma'yutzarich. Do you need to close up the mavi? In other words, he understood that requiring a lechi or a kaira, beshil shita that requires a lechi or a kaira, that's not close yet to mavi. If you're requiring more than that, you're requiring lechayayim v'kayra or lechayayim, you're closing up the mavi. Why are you closing up the mavi? What difference does it make one lechi or two lechayayim? You're not closing it up. It's not still part of meruba. So it seems from the Gemara understood that the yisayit of lechayayim is a whole different gather than the yisayit of lechi v'kayra. Lechi v'kayra is a mechitza that either it's mishum mechitza or mishum heker, but the site is you put something there that creates a matzah of a heker, which makes a lot of sense with what the Rishonim were masbir, that the site is leleisa chlufa yisraim. We don't want you confusing the mav with the shasaram. Chotzer, which the problem is, it's paris lamakam asulai, it's open to a makam which is aser, so the site there mechayiv was close it up. Now, they weren't mechayiv you to close it up completely. Allah is, once you have shalosh mechitza shleimus, in order to close up the fourth wall, you don't have to close it up completely, but you have to do something which has, at least in beruach revius, has a shem steam. It's called that it's closed up. What is that? Either uchayayim or a pas dalet. What's the yisayit of pas dalet? We know that dalet tfachim is always the shear of rishos, the shear of a mokim choshev, is dal tfachim, negeya mechitzis, negeya rishis hayachin has to be at least dal tfachim, akira or hanocha, in Shabbos have to be done on a mokum dal al dalad. Shir dal tfachim is a shir of a mokum choshev. So if you took a mokum choshev of the Pesach and you closed it up, that's also called a steam on the Pesach. You didn't close up the whole Pesach, but there is within the Pesach, there's a mokum choshev, which is sosum, that's a steam of the Pesach. So that's the yisayit of l'chayayim or pas dalad. L'chayayim pas dalad are estima. Lechi v'kayra are even if they're mishum mechitza, but b'yisayitim are a mechitza which creates a heker. And that makes a lot of sense with the way the Rishonim are masbir, the chilik between malvi and chatzer, that malvi is mishum hek, the whole hatrichus of a tikkun is mishum heker, therefore a tikkun which is a heker is enough. Mash'en kein by chotzer, where the tzrichus is to be seisim a pirtza, you need something which is more of a stima. So that requires either l'chayayim or a pas dalet. A similar chiluk we find is by lechi we have a machlaikis. Do you?
Sorry, just very quick.
Sure.
The l'chayayim was also mishum stima.
That's
the svara. It has the svara in the time of Maaser. How is that a stima?
How is l'chayayim?
You asked. Right. One more lechi.
Right. What's the svar that l'chayayim is a stima? I don't know. It's a good question. It's totally in the even with the stima. I don't mean to say that it's seisim the whole. You blocked off the whole thing. I mean that you've created by you've shown that you're not leaving this completely open. By closing it off on both sides, you're showing you're not leaving this makom completely open. I think that's the svar to it. To maybe you can ask a little differently, is Rashi says a lashon that the yisayit of a chilik between a Pesach and a Pirtza is because a Pesach is considered kisalsim. That's what a Pesach does. When it's a Pesach, it's not really that it's parts means it's completely open here. A Pesach means there's a way to get through over here. So it could be the way l'chayayim works is it creates more of a matzav of a Pesach, and therefore, even though you could go through, but it's a Pesach which is b'yisayit ha'makom sasim. Rashi and Rashi in the second parak on the chavdal on the base. It's Rashi mahani le rechava. Rashi says the end of Rashi. Rashi the hokol Pesach. Stima mal yosi v'sosim v'aymenu. Every Pesach is really sosim. That's the yisayit achilik. When we see this chilik between Pesach and Pirtza, that's always the chilik. That's why by aymenu rubal parts the Mishnah says that the openings that are less than Ramos are considered psachim. What does it mean they're considered psachim? It means that everything is really sosim. Everything is really sosim. So you've and these are simply there's a way to get through. Just because the sosim doesn't have to mean it's completely sealed up. So could be that would be the svaron l'chayayim. L'chayayim is more of a tzuris pesach, right? The ultimate tzuris pesach is kanami kan gabayim. But l'chayayim is also a shtickle tzuris pesach, which creates a stima. That's the svar in l'chayayim. So that's the chilik between lechi the kar. We find a similar shaila. The Gemara has a machloikis if lechi ha'aymin me'elov is considered lechi. Does lechi have to be put there l'shem lechi? Or if you happen to have a lechi there, that's enough. Because most Rishonim learn that's the machloikis of lechi mishum heker, lechi mishum mechitza. So most Rishonim learn the machloikis is past the Gemara's before like that. So shaila had to learn the Gemara exactly. But the Gemara comes out that even like the Mandama holds, lechi ha'aymin me'elov does not need the lechi ha'aymin me'elov is kosher. However, it has to be samach olav me'esmel. It has to be that before Shabbos began, you realized the lechi was there, and you decided that that's going to be your lechi to be matir the movi. What about pas dalad? Does pas dalad by chotzer have this requirement that you need samach olav me'esmel? So there's no Gemara anywhere about it. The Dvega and the Beis Meir have a discussion about it. The Beis Meir says it's poshut to him that it doesn't need it. Dvega argues on the Beis Meir. He says, I agree with you in Svara, that Misvara shouldn't have it. However, the Dvega learns Pshat in Rashi and Dav Dalam and Beis that Pas Dalid does need Samachol of Meir. Dav Hei and Beis, that Pas Dalid does need samach olav me'esmo. The Gemara has a shailo of the Gemara learns the kal v'chaymer from chotzer to movi that I'm ruba a parcha work. So Rashi has a shailo that if you have a lechi which can't work as a lechi because it's more than dal ramis, let it work as a pas dalid. So Rashi says that it can't work as a pas dalad because it wasn't hooked for l'shem pas. So it's a machlokes in the Beis Meir. Does Rashi mean this is a problem only when you want to use it as a pas dalad for a mavli or even in a chotzer? But the Beis Meir and Rivkvegin both agree misvara, and Rivkvegin says Tosfos Avada argues on this even in his shita, but they both agree misvara that pas dalad does not require samach olav me'esmo. What's the yisayid advarim? The yisayid advarim is like the saying, it's very geshmak. The yisayid of pas dalad of lechi is the heker shabai, even l'man dom rishon mechitza. The yisayid is the heker shabai. Pas dalad, the yisayid is, there's a mokum sasum, so it's not parts. So therefore it's very pashut. Lechi needs some sort of samach olav to create that heker. By chatzir, it's just the mitzias. The fact that there's a mokum chashiv here that sasum takes away the shame pirtz of an opening. So the lemais, there is a mokum chashiv here that sasum misvar. That's why you shouldn't need the samach olav me'esma. So that's the chilik of lechi v'kaira requiring a mavi requiring lechi v'kaira and mavi requiring and chutz requiring a pas dalad, and even though Taisus seems to say that this chilik is a deraisa dikke chilik, Taisus on daf hay and base seems to say that this is deraisa. Taisus says it was it's halacha meisha. Taisus calls it halacha the gemila misinai is the chaznish says that Taisus just means that they had a Kabbalah from the Darius HaRishonim that was the Gedarim that were required from Mavi Chotzer. It doesn't mean it's Mamish Pshinag, it's Pashtas Veishvah, the whole din is only Dirabonon. And Pashtas, that's the Bi'er Achilik, that this is Be'ikroi, Mishum Heker, Mashenkin Chotzer. What requires is to be, you have a problem of Pirtza, and you have to be Seis in the Pirtza. The other difference that we find between Lechi and Kairis, the Machlaik is also in this Gemara and Dafayim base, between Mavli and Chatzir, is that Chatzir, everyone agrees that's Pitzasa Baser. If you have an opening in one of the other walls of the Chatzir, as long as it's 10 Amos or less, you're okay. By Mavli, there's a Machlaik, and Maskarsa Gemara is that everyone agrees by Mavli that's that's Baki B'Rabim, if that Pesach is a Pesach Baki B'Rabim, that's Pitzos B'Dawd. So what's the beer of this Chilik? So now, first, Pitzos, we understand very simply that there's a halacha of, as long as you have a proper mechitza, you have an opening, Choshev a Pesach, it's Kisos, it's no problem. However, if it's too big, it can no longer be considered a Pesach, and it's considered a Pirtza. And that's the Algemeine Din of Pirtza Esser. It's not something that's specific to Movi. It's something that applies everywhere. And that's you have that by Chatz as well. That's the Din of Pirtza Esser. Pirtza Esser doesn't need very much explanation. The Shaila is, what's the Pshat in this Halacha that a Movi is Pirtza Sadalot? You have a Movi. It has three Mechitzas. You have the opening with your Lachi, the Kairer. And because you have a door, you have an opening there with Dal Tvachim according to some, one Amari, it's Loi Baki B'Rabim, La Locha, only it's Baki B'Rabim, suddenly you have a problem. What exactly is the problem here? Is the Gemara brings a raya to this din that Pirtzis Movi's Bedalit from Rav Shita that Movi Okum is Tayosik Mefulish. We have a din of a Movi Mefulish that requires that one Pesach, a Movi that's open on both ends, requires on one Pesach a Tzuris HaPesach. If it's an L-shaped Movi, it's a Machloikis Rav Shmuel, and Rav holds it has a din of a Movi Mefulish, and it requires a tikkun of Tzuris HaPesach. As the Gemara brings a raya from Rav to this din, that Movi is Pitzasi Bedalot. And that's why the Gemara comes out and says, no, everyone agrees that where it's Baki B'Ram is Pitzasi Bedalot, and that's why everyone agrees to Rav's halacha. As it seems pretty clear from the Gemara, and the Rajb over there speaks out Beferish, that the side of Movi having a Pitzas Dalot is because then it becomes a Movi Mefulish. Dainu by Movi, there's a special halacha that a Movi Mefulish requires a special tikkun, and that's the din of Pirtzos HaBedalot, meaning it's not the din, it's not shat that we said like Pirtzos B'Keren Zavis or a Pirtzos or a Pirtzos Yisayim Eser has din Pirtzos that you can't need, requires you to be Seisim it. It's a special din that a Movi that's a Movi Mefulish that people use as a Mokum Hiluch is more Daimatish Sarabim and requires a special tikkun. For example, we find that many Rishonim say, it's a Machlokes Rishonim, many Rishonim say that if you have a Movi that's shaped like a Ches, it goes in a U-turn. So even according to Rav, Rav agrees that doesn't have a din of a Movi Mefulish. And the reason is because since no one would use it as a shortcut to cut through, so therefore there's no problem of a Movi Akum there. In other words, this din of Movi Akum of Movi Mefulish is beside it. It's not a din. It's not simply a din. One could argue, but Movi Mefulish, generally, it's a straight Movi. So it's open on two sides. So you have to close up one side just because it's open, otherwise it's open on two sides. But we see from these halachas that that's not the whole, that is true, that you, it does require a stima, else the fact that it's open on, a normal Movi Mefulish would require steam as well, for that reason as well. But besides that, there's a requirement to be a special tikkun that's required by Movi Mefulish, because there's more doimet shirabim that requires a tikkun of a Yitzur HaPesach on one of those openings. That's the aside and it seems to the Rash, but that seems to the Gemara, and the Rash speaks that clearly, that's the aside of Movi is Pitzasa Bedalad. The reason why Movi is Pitzasa Bedalad is because then it becomes a Movi Mefulish, and that's why it requires a Tikkun Beruach Revius. It requires a Tikkun on a Pitzas Dalad, because then it's a Movi Mefulish, which requires more Tikkun. So according to this, Pashtu, we understand that this would be a reason why this would only apply to Movi, not to Chatzir. Kipshutai, we find this Chilik of Mefulish, at least in the Gemara, we only find it mentioned in reference to Movi. We never find this halach of Mefulish mentioned in reference to Chatzir. And as they state in Mogen Avraham and the Taz, they say that the din of Mefulish does not apply to Chatzir. It only applies to a Movi. If you would have a Chatzir Mefulish, obviously if you wouldn't have good mechitzas, you'd have to put up something there to make sure you have at least three full mechitzas. But the etzim din of mefulish does not apply to a chatzir. The Evan Oizer argues on this Morgan of Roman Taz, however. The Evan Oizer says that avad the din of mefulish does apply to chatzir as well. And he brings quotes to Tyson, one of them in the first parak, that Tyson seems to say that there's a din of mefulish by chutz as well. Taisus in the first parak is in the Daf Yud Aleph. Taisus, the whole question of why when they wanted to make pasi birois, why did they make pasi birois? Why didn't they just make before that in Taisus. Taisus quoting a case where they had a person made a Rosh Hashanah by putting up four Tzusa Pesachs, like we make Erevin today nowadays, he put up four Tzusa Pesachs around the Rosh Hashanah. And Taisus says that it was talking about, it must have been talking about in a Bikkah, because otherwise it would require more than Aymiruba, it would require more than Tzusa Pesach, because it would be like a Mefulish, and there's a Mandam who holds Mefulish, it's not enough Tzusa Pesach, you need losses. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa is talking about a Chatzir, and he says, if it wouldn't be in a Bikkah, you'd have a problem of Mefulish. So Taisa seems to say that the problem of Mefulish would apply to a Chatzir as well. There's a Taisa in the ninth parak that says that as well. And most Acharyanim say that this Machlaikis, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, but the Evan Ezer is really a Machlaikis Rishainim. Does the din Mefulish apply to a chatzer as well as a mavi? So now we have a problem. If the din, according to Evan Ezer, which is Shita Sataisis, that the din of Mefulish does apply to chatzer as well as mavi, so why don't we have the din of Pirtas Mavi applying to Pirtas Dalit applying to a chatzer as well? In fact, the truth is that if you look at the Evan Ezer inside, it's not a kash at all. The Evan Ezer says, he says they're in a chanami. He says l'maskonas ha-gemara, this is how we paskin that mavi is only pitzos b'dalid when it's baki b'ram. That same thing applies to chutz as well. A chutzer that has baki b'ram will have it in the pitzos dalid. So if you have a chutzer and you have any Pesach Dal that's Baki Baram, the halach is that Pesach would require Tzusa Pesach. Any other tikkun would not be enough to be Machshir the Chatzir. In fact, according to the Evan Ezer, this difference does not exist. According to Evan Ezer, Sai Mavli, Sai Chatzir, Al Kaponim La Halacha, they both have the din of a Foolish, and they both have the din of Pirtza Dalid, where it's Baki Baram. Now, the question of Evan Ezer is that this still doesn't answer the question completely, because the Gemara is mavur that this is all alibad al dehilchsa. The Gemara has a machloikis, is mavi pritzasa bedalid. And the Gemara says everyone's maskim that if it's baki berabim, it is pritzasa bedalid. Evan Ezer takes that vayit, he says, and that problem you have by chotzer as well, where it's baki berabim. However, in the mandamar who holds that a pritzasa dalid always asks us a mavi. That's clear in the Gemara that only applies by mavi, not by chatzer. The Gemara says that mavi has a chumra over chatzer, that it has a pirtza dalet, and that chumra does not apply to chatzer. So so even according to Evan Ezer, there is a chilik between chatzer and mavi. La halach is not a chilik, but at least in this man, the Omar, who holds that mavi is pirtza bedalet always, even without baki b'rabim, that would apply to a mavi. That wouldn't apply to chutz as well. What's the chilik? Is batsim an ikker chilik between mavi chutz and the other rishonim? The rishonim, which is the seat of Magen Avraham, the Taz, shall we pass him that there is a din that there's no din of mefulish by chutz. What's the bir advar? So the machrein mazbir, and I found this hesber in Marali, says hesber as well, that. And this is addressed the point that you addressed before, is that there's a difference between chatzer and mavi essentially. That chatzer is a mokum tashmish, and mavi is a mokum hiluch. That's what mavi is made for. Chatzer is made to be used, to sit in, to live in. They would cook there, they would do their laundry there. And a mavi was made as a mokum hiluch. So therefore, even if people do cut through a chatzer, that still doesn't change it essentially into a makom hiluch. It still essentially is a makom tashmish. And even if there's a baki berabim, it still remains a chatzer and therefore does not have the din that it becomes a foolish that has pitzas dal. The etzim svara we find in the Rashba on Daf Chav Beis, The Gemara has a shaila. Do you say osirabim vatli mechitzta? This is talking about the deraisa of osirabim vatli mechitzta. The Gemara has a shaila if you say it by mokin v'leinicha tashmishtei. And the Gemara brings a raya because it says chotzer shirab nechlosim bezu v'yaitzim bezu has dirush sayachir. The Gemara says, no, it could be that Mishnah is going according to Mad Moles. We don't say Osiram Batlam Chitzta. Is the Rajba says that Avada, this, even though the Gemara seems to say that, but that's not the Maskansa Gemara. The Maskansa Gemara is, we say Osiram Batlam Chitzta, that's the Rajba Paskins. And a Chotzer, even where it's Leinicha Tashmishtei, and even so, a Chotzer that's Ram Nechlos Bezu Yates Bezu has the Rosh Siyach. Has the Rajba. Resolve these two things. Dr. Rajba, that a chotzer is not a mokum hiluch, and even as Rab Nechnosim Bezu V'yaitzim Bezu, it doesn't have the chashivas of a real baki barabim, and therefore you don't have the osi Rab Mevatlim Mechitzta. Now the Rajba was talking about the Raisidik osi Rab Mevatlim Mechitzta, but the Achrayim say the same type of svara we could use as far as the baki barabim that creates a movi mefulish or creates a pirtas dalid, that also has the same yisoid that the pilush of a that the Baki Baram of a Chotzer, since it's Be'ikre, a Mokum Tashim, which is not a Mokum Hiluch, doesn't have that Chashivas. So that's how the Achreinim are Masbir, that's Pshat and the Rishonim, who argue on Taisus and say that the Dinim of Fulish and the Din of Kirtz Adalad only applies to Mavli, because Mavli, which is Be'etzer Mokum Hiluch, therefore the Baki Baram is more Chashiv, Mashin Yechotz is Be'etzer Mokum Tashmish, is the Evan Eiser could agree to the Svara, and Taisus could agree to the Svara, that at least in a pirtza that's not baki barabim, even though there's a sheet who holds it, it can become a foolish. That's also because a mavli in any pesach is going to have, there's going to be a certain amount of bikiyah, there's going to be a certain amount of traffic that goes through it. That's going to be machshiv that pesach for to make it into a mavli foolish. Mashinkin by chotzer, unless it's a real baki barabim, you're not going to have that level that's going to make it a foolish. You're not going to have that level that's considered a pirtza, and therefore that's going to be the seid achilik between Mavli and Chotzer. Shkoich, I hope you enjoy as much as I do.